morning, Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. I'm Daniel Brickman, your honored host. Our website's thepowerhour.com, thepowermall.com. You know them. Of course, you can call 877-817-9829 for any questions about the show or order about the Power Mall, those kind of things. The call-in to the actual radio show, we're live 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central, 844-769-2944. Dr. Sherry Rogers is going to join us a little later. And then, so if you want to call in, what have you, during the second hour. During the first hour is, I don't know. You'd be hard pressed to kind of think of a guest that we could have on here that would be more important than our guest today. And yeah. So we're going to have him on here in a second and talk about that and go into some very, very important things. Uncle Kevin, of course, is here riding shotgun. Good morning, Uncle Kevin.
Great to be here. Another great day in America.
We want to do a few news stories we need to put out there.
Okay.
And then we'll get to our guest. Why don't you start off on the news stories you had.
Protesters gather outside Ohio State House in Columbus on Thursday to demonstrate against the Governor Mike DeVine and Ohio State Department of Health Director Amy Action.
What are they protesting?
Around 100 protests crashed the governor's coronavirus press briefing to stand up for the Constitution and the Bill of Rights.
Tell us a little bit about what made it a little more, even more ominous about that story.
Oh, they had the V for V for
Guy Fox? Is that Guy Fox?
V for
Vendetta.
V for Vendetta. On. A lot of them had that mask for V for Vendetta. What a good movie that V for Vendetta is. Everybody should see it because it's exactly what is going on today. Exactly what is going on. They release a virus to take over the country and take it into a dystopic universe.
So, ladies and gentlemen, just so you know, in Ohio, they are protesting in pretty good size at the Capitol. A lot of them wearing V for Vendetta masks. And what are they protesting? They're protesting the stay-at-home orders. One of the things they're even saying is the quarantine is worse than the virus.
It is.
The quarantine is worse than the virus.
Yeah, it absolutely is.
Okay, put that in the context now. Of course, we have surfers getting arrested in California for surfing in the middle of the ocean. I guess they're going to infect sharks. I guess they're worried about the sharks. So the police stand there and wait. You know, people,
when they come in, you're arrested.
No, they tell them to come in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not even wasting my time sitting here waiting for your dumbass.
The people sitting there watching the sunset are getting arrested.
Yeah, yes.
And fined. In Mississippi, a church, drive-in church. When I say drive-in, mean they're in their cars. The preacher's got a radio transmitter. You know the old drive-ins? We used to put a speaker on your phone.
Yeah.
Well, they have it now, so where you just tune your radio into, 93.3, whatever. And it's going to be, you can speak. So the preacher's doing that in Mississippi. There's like 25 cars in the thing for the church. Small, not very big. What does the sheriff's department there do? They knock on everybody's door that's there, and give them all $500 tickets.
Yeah.
Including the pastor. And this pastor says, well, they told him, you need to quit doing this. And they said, well, I'm not.
Good.
And they said, well, we're going to arrest you. I said, okay, well, okay. So he says they're going to just keep doing it. Why am I telling you all this? I'm telling you the environment, kind of some things that are happening. Missouri, where we are, the governor is saying, the governor went the opposite way, lifted all fishing license, hunting license on small game. You don't even need a license. Go outside. Go do something. Go fish. Go hunt.
Excellent.
The complete opposite in Missouri.
Yeah, excellent.
Even encourage drive-through churches. You know, this kind of thing with the radio transmitter, what have you.
We got to open up the country.
Did you see the video of the guy who withdrew $40,000 from his bank account? Did you see that video?
No.
I had to turn it off because I got
That's
so
probably
upset.
Dangerous.
I got so upset. So he withdrew $40,000 from his bank, and he's recording. These police pull him over. You know, we got a report.
Wait a minute. So he withdraws it, goes out in his car, drives away, and the police...
And the police stop him, yeah.
Okay.
So and they say, well, we got a report that you withdrew $40,000 from a bank account. And he's, he's recording the whole thing.
Right.
He said, yeah.
What's the big deal?
My money, isn't it? Well, what are you going to do with it?
It's none of your business.
It's what he said. It's none of your business. Well, we need to know. We need to check. You know, at that point, I quit watching. I was so upset. Mm-hmm. I was so upset, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. Put this with another story with Kelby Smith. Called Kelby Smith this morning because he called me and said some crazy stuff is going on with the banks. This is right now in California. I think he lives in Orange County, or he lives near Orange County. He does a lot of work in Orange County either way. Into the Bank of America. This is right now. This is not future. This is not whatever. This is right now. They'll let two or three people at a time into the bank. There's armed guards at the bank. And they'll only let you take $5,000 out. Right now. Everybody else who's waiting to get in the bank must stand in a line outside.
Get a ticket.
And must stand 6 feet apart. This is right now in California.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of Kelby's going to come on next week. He's got some other news about some other things. He also said you can be fined walking around in public right now, $1,000 fine, for not having a face mask on in Orange County. What kind of country do we live in? Okay.
We'll find out in the next few weeks.
This is only a preface to the biggest story in the world. Not only, if you know anything about Salt Lake, Utah is one of the prettiest places in the world.
Beautiful.
States. It's one of the prettiest states in America. Absolutely. You can see just about whatever you want in Utah. You can go down to desert and, Moab. It's unbelievable. You can go to Sundance. You can go, it's snow, skiing. It's an outdoor person's paradise. It's unbelievable. It's certainly was settled by Mormons, dominated. It's not so much Salt Lake anymore. It's actually become very liberal. Salt Lake has the first civil society meeting of the United Nations in the United States. The first ever. For 60 years they've been doing that. The first ever was this last year, and it was in Salt Lake City, which says a lot, which is very disturbing. The mayor there is extremely liberal. You wouldn't say have any connection to the conservative roots of Utah at all.
It's a sanctuary city, I think. Right?
And it's Salt Lake is a, absolutely, it's a sanctuary city. They just put up a website where you can basically see something, say something.
Mm-hmm.
You can report people who are violating the stay at home order by the mayor, like she's God or something.
Yeah.
Okay. If that was all, that would be bad enough. What is the big story? The governor, who is supposedly conservative and Republican, has now come out. If you land in Salt Lake, you are being asked or required to fill out a declaration. What is on that declaration? Where did you come from? Have you seen the doctor lately? Have you had any symptoms lately? Have you been in contact with anybody with any symptoms? What is your address? Where will you be staying on this form? Okay, that's on a plane. You know, there's declarations like if you go to foreign countries, you got to declare things, what have you. If you go to Hawaii, you got to declare if you got any foreign, you're not carrying some wild animal,
right,
you know, that you're introducing to
plant
the,
or
to the thing.
Weed or
right, to
natural.
To Hawaii, because it'll destroy their ecosystem because it's so small and delicate. Understandable. That's not the end of it. If you drive from another state, from Idaho, connects to, if you drive from Idaho into Utah, the geolocators, as you go across, will locate your cell phone and send you a text message of the same form for you to fill out.
That's right. You don't have to do nothing. The card tells you.
Is that creepy?
It's creepy.
It's more than creepy. Here's why this is the biggest story. You know, for years, for a long time, and pretty dramatically here over the last few months, we've been talking about social credit score in China. We've been two months ago now?
Yeah, something like
that. We made a very bold call. We said that this, imagine a big circle, and the circles are going to get smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. This is the first direct sign of something filling out papers, filling out forms, filling out, you know, it's the social credit. You have to fill out a form and get approved and get categorized so that then you can be acceptable to be in society.
Yep.
That is the very definition of the social credit system. How, when I told you that story, how did you react? Or what went through your mind?
We knew it was coming, but I didn't think it would be here.
I didn't know that was coming.
No.
Well, I didn't know that was coming.
It's a different variation of the same stuff, you know? But, yeah, stepping over the line. We'll see what the American people do.
Here's the other thing. The governor and then his, I think his lieutenant, I think it was, I'm not sure, but he said, well, we want just people to do the right thing. Once they know it, they'll choose the right thing. So now the right thing is to tell you everything about your life and tell you what your address is and tell everything to the government. Why is it that we need to tell everything to the government, but the government doesn't tell us anything that they're doing?
Exactly.
FISA B-56 was already enacted. We don't even know what they spend on money. We don't even know. But they're spending $6-7 trillion in a week to just prop this whole thing up. We have no idea where it went, what it went for, nothing.
Nope.
This is the most dire moments of the Republic of the United States since probably winter 1776.
In some states, they want you to take a test and then wear a badge that you're not coronavirus. What does that remind you of? Nazi Germany with the Jews?
Yeah, does that, you know, luckily for the people who, probably most of those Jews who remember that are dead, but, you know, can you imagine
Germany,
if you...
Germany's up in arms about all this stuff because they got a direct connection to all that stuff, you know?
Well, we do too. I mean, the world does. We don't need to. And I'm going to talk about a story Pastor Chuck Baldwin said. Let's go to our guest and see where we go from here.
Right.
This is a very important, very timely guest. I have so much respect for this man. Of course, it's Sheriff Richard Mack. He's the founder and director of CSPOA.org, Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, CSPOA.org, excuse me. Very much worth your time and worth your energy. I don't tell people to donate a lot to different things. I am asking you, I am almost begging you to have some energy and donations to Sheriff Mack. He is he's a longtime guest, and he is the man on that wall. He has won an incredible court case in the 90s that we're going to talk about, and it's even more timely. It's even more important. If you're going to talk, what are the peaceful solutions that we have left for this country to actually, for the Declaration of Independence to rule, you know, unalienable rights, actually have an endowment by our Creator, be able to exercise it, then you're talking Sheriff Mack. If you're talking anything else, you're probably down the wrong path. Sheriff, without any further ado, Sheriff Richard Mack, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Wow, thanks, Dan. It's great to be with you, and thanks for having me. And you're right about one thing. It's the most crucial time in American history.
Well, I think it's the most, the Republic is the most fragile, very, you know, precarious since, you know, it had to be sometime during the Revolutionary War, maybe winter 1776, I don't know. I want to tell a story, Pastor Chuck Baldwin said, he told me to tell you hi, by the way, anyway. He talked to, his father fought in World War II, and he would often sit and listen to his other relatives that have fought and his father and friends, and they would talk about, oh, can you believe Nazi Germany? Can you believe what they did? How in the world did it ever get to that point? Then invariably, one of them would say, well, thank God it can't happen here in America. And yet, right. here we are, Sheriff.
Yeah, that is so extremely scary. Because we used to always say that, and I've had other sheriffs tell me, well, you know, don't ask me about hypothetical questions because that could never happen here. And usually I'm asking, what if there's gun confiscation or what if there's door-to-door gun confiscation? Well, that could never happen here. Well, it has happened, and, you know, we can stick our head in the sand and try to ignore these things, or we can do something about it. And the Founding Fathers decided to do something about it, and they decided to create a Declaration of Independence. And in that, maybe we can use this kind of the same language that the Founding Fathers used. When they started listing, right before they started listing the 27 abuses from King George III and the British Parliament, they said, quote, to prove this, let facts be submitted to a candid world. So I hope the world that we're talking to right now is candid, that they're honest, that they're good of heart, and that people are listening. Because once you listen, and once you learn, and once you feel, then it's time to act and to stand and to do as the Founding Fathers did. And you alluded to this, and I'll say it again. there is a peaceful solution at hand, and that is the people working with the sheriffs to stand for what's right. And imagine that you're committing an act of civil disobedience, and the sheriff is there standing with you to make sure that no one arrests you or gets in your way and allows you to continue with your peaceful protest. I find that so comforting that there is an existence in this country now of hundreds of sheriffs that are doing that sort of thing. And we can do this real quickly. There's a great dichotomy right now between Florida and Maine. In Florida, there was a sheriff there who actually arrested a minister, a pastor, for conducting church services about 2 weeks ago. On the other hand, Sheriff Nichols in Maine told the governor there, "We will not create a police state and go along with your orders. We will not pretend that this is Nazi Germany for the coronavirus or for anything else. We will not conduct ourselves in such a reprehensible manner. We will conduct ourselves according to the Constitution. We will uphold and defend the Constitution." And so that is the difference between those two sheriffs. Now let me ask everybody listening to your program today, let this go out to a candid world. Which sheriff would you prefer having in your county? The one that goes along to get along and will follow any type of order, no matter how unconstitutional, no matter how violative of the principles of liberty, no matter how many unalienable rights that it would violate? Or do you want somebody, regardless of the pressures, regardless of the political pressures, regardless of what's going on, stands for liberty no matter what? So tell me right now, which sheriff do you want in your county, my dear friends? I ask this to a candid world. Which sheriff do you prefer to have in your county? The one in Maine who said, "No, we will not make this a police state. We will not act like Nazi Germany." Or the one that just goes along and does what he's told by his governor and arrests a minister for conducting church services?
That sounds a lot like...
That is our choice.
That sounds a lot like, is it Joshua? Why do I not know that? The scripture, "Choose you this day who you will serve. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Well, as for me and my county, I want to serve the Constitution. I want to serve liberty. I want to read a quote to you from, this is from the police department in Greene County, Missouri. This is the head of there. I don't know if it's the police chief, but this is one of the representatives. This is what was said recently talking about this stay-at-home order there in Greene County, Missouri. This is his quote. I want you to hear this, Sheriff. "If people just comply and stay at home and don't put themselves in a position where they might be found in violation, there is absolutely nothing to fear from the police department. What happens, what happens if I do get caught violating the order? Like with any other municipal ordinance, officers have wide discretion on how they're going to handle that. The ordinance does provide for a citation or an arrest should that be the case." And then he goes on, "We are within our bounds. How much liberty do you have if you no longer have life?" That's a sheriff about 4 or 5 hours from here where I am in, not a huge part of Missouri, but not small. But that's what the sheriff there said about what we're facing right now. If you just do what we say, then everything will be fine. We are not going to have an issue.
Nothing to fear as long as you do what you're told, you peasants. And, they've got the whole thing, and see, that's part of the brainwashing that's happened in America, is that the police think that they are there to control and mandate to the people, when in reality, the police are our public servants. And when we allowed them to work for us, and we hired them to work for us, and we hired the sheriff to work for us, they promised us in God's name that they would uphold, defend, and protect, and preserve the United States Constitution, and thereby protecting our God-given rights. Something has gotten twisted around, hasn't it?
Wow, well, you just said they've sworn in God's name to uphold. I mean, are we endowed by a creator, or aren't we? Is the Bill of Rights the law, or isn't it? I mean, is it or isn't it? I mean, we got to decide right now. Everybody needs to ask that question. Is it or isn't it? Are these people public servants that swear an oath in the name of God, like you just said? I mean, how powerful. In the name of God Almighty, these men have been elected and swear on their honor and everything they are that they will uphold this. And then at one side of the mouth, they're talking about just do what I say and everything will be fine. My God.
You see, Dan, you don't know real government, okay? Let me explain something to you. You got to understand that the oath, when I swear in God's name that I'm going to keep an oath, it doesn't apply in times of emergency. It doesn't apply in times of potential tragedies, okay? So it only applies if things are going really well in society and things are fine in times of peace and tranquility. Then it applies. But if it's an emergency, I don't have to keep my oath. Now, see, you just don't get government how it works.
Well, I guess I don't. I guess I'm much too simple, Sheriff. I'm way too simple. Yeah. I thought it was pretty straightforward, but apparently I'm stupid.
Yeah.
We got about 30 seconds before the break. We got a lot more on the other side. You fought and won an unbelievable landmark case concerning gun control, and the ramifications and the quotes and from the decision from Scalia have never been more important and more need to be applied more today. We're going to talk about that on the other side, what that was like to go through, and then more about these sheriffs and how people can support and what we're staring, how can we can stop this. More on the other side with the one and only Sheriff Mack from CSPOA.org, Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. If you're listening to the Power Hour, it is a pleasure to be with you. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage I love to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Of course, we're talking to Sheriff Richard Mack. There is nothing more important in this world than liberty. Nothing. You know, Patrick Henry asked a question. You know, is life so dear, peace so sweet, to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God. I know not what course others may take. As for me, give me liberty or give me death. I want you happy. I want you healthy. I want you successful. And I want you free. Just as God intends you. And this animating contest of liberty, this is the moment. Of course, we thank you for your support, for your purchases, your donations. That's what keeps us here. We encourage you to go to CSPOA, make a donation, purchase some of these books. We're going to talk about his case in a little bit. You can get some of these little books. I have one of them in front of me. These are important. Important. Impotent, ladies and gentlemen, right here, this book. Thank you for your support at the Power Mall. There's a lot of things. Next hour, I'll talk more about it. 877-817-9829. Thank you for all your support. Getting back to Sheriff Mack, you know, not too many people have stared down the Clintons in court and won and lived to talk about it, but one of them's right here, Sheriff Mack. Your court case, I mean, the ramifications for this are amazing, especially at this time. Let's get into that. What was that like, and what do you see now, what, 20 years later, or 15 years later?
Yeah, it was actually the decision came out June 27, 1997. So, okay. Man, we're looking 23 years ago. And okay, so let's just suppose that, and many people have already been doing this, and many people have already suggested that we do this. Say that we wanted to sue the federal government right now. Say that that getting out of control, or that we wanted to sue the state, because the state is getting too crazy, like some of the governor edicts that are happening right now, or some of the mayors. Some of the mayors are getting ridiculous. Or that chief of police you were talking about in Missouri, you know, you have nothing to fear if you do what we tell you. As long as you're behaving and doing what we tell you, then you have nothing to fear. Okay, sounds exactly like what Hitler told his people. But let's just suppose that we decided, instead of civil disobedience and noncompliance or simply ignoring these idiotic, communistic, dictatorial rules, let's just say we did file a suit. If you went to the Supreme Court and we won, and they could say that you won. What if the decision said something like this, and that the Supreme Court came back and said, let's just suppose, I'm going to just pull something out of the air and say, you know, I'm going to try to act like a Supreme Court justice. Maybe I'm the Chief Justice, and I actually wrote the decision. And I wrote this landmark ruling, and it said this. But the Constitution protects us from our, from our own best intentions. Okay, let's just stop right there. What if the Supreme Court actually came back and told the tyrants of America and reminded them, but the Constitution protects us from our own best intentions? And then it goes on from there, Dan. It doesn't even stop there. It goes on, and he explains that. And he says, it divides, the Constitution, it divides power among sovereigns and among branches of government precisely so that we may resist the temptation to concentrate power in one location. Are you ready for this? As an expedient solution to the crisis of the day.
Wow.
Okay, let's just suppose that a decision said something like that, that we were able to sue the federal government over today, and that the Supreme Court would be so bold as to give us a history lesson in determining that the Constitution actually protects us from the crisis of the day. Now,
wow.
Would you be thrilled with that? Would you want to get a copy of that? Would you like to see that? Well, Dan, you know that I'm kind of doing this tongue-in-cheek because the Supreme Court case that two sheriffs took to the United States Supreme Court, me being the one that started the whole thing, and Sheriff Prince from Montana and Sheriff Matt from Arizona were at the United States Supreme Court together. And guess what, my dear friends listening to this show today? I say this to a candid world, that is exactly what this decision said. Would you want to get a copy of that? Would you want to look that up on the internet? Because it's there. And on my website, what I did with the Supreme Court case is I took it and made a pocket-sized booklet of it that's the same size as the pocket Constitution. And I put it in a Reader's Digest version so everybody in this country, this candid world that we're talking to today, I put it in about a 16-page little booklet that you can read in about 12 minutes. And it highlights all the major points of this decision. And that is one of, probably the most powerful part of it, but there's many, many others in that little decision where Justice Scalia took us through a history lesson and a lesson on the Constitution where he doesn't try to make law, which courts cannot do lawfully, and he simply reinforces his oath of office to uphold and defend the Constitution, just like the rest of us are supposed to do in government. The court takes the same oath that we do in law enforcement. The president takes basically the same oath that we do in law enforcement. All of us in government, in all three branches, have the same duty and responsibility, and that is to uphold, defend, protect, and preserve the principles of liberty as detailed in the Constitution. And what do we achieve by that? We achieve individual liberty for every citizen in this country. And my dear friends, we already have the Supreme Court decision that we've all dreamed about. And it happened on June 27, 1997, when in the first and only time in American history that a sheriff sued the federal government, and in this particular case, as you mentioned, the Clinton administration, and we lived to tell about it, and it is here, and you can get your own. Now, well, the way we offer it on the website is you can get five of those little booklets for $10. We've had people that have actually run their campaigns handing those out. I have a Christy Zito, a state rep in Idaho. She ordered hundreds of them and hands them out. Somebody else, I can't remember where they were from, in the east somewhere, somebody just ordered 400 of them and hands them out in his campaign. And there's other people who just try to get them to every public official that they possibly can. My dear friend, would you like to show people a Supreme Court decision of historical significance that is immeasurable, of timeless principles that actually tell the world that the federal government can only stay within their enumerated powers, and that the way we keep those powers discrete and enumerated is through the enforcement of the 10th Amendment. State sovereignty is that solution, and your sheriff standing with you in protecting state sovereignty and your individual sovereignty is the peaceful solution that the sheriffs in this, that they did this lawsuit, proved was correct. Was correct. I got the dog barking on me here. Sorry. But it proved,
it's okay. Go ahead.
That this is the solution. And keeping our oath is the solution. And following the Constitution is the solution that we need today. And so, again, let me just reiterate that the Constitution protects us from our own best intentions. Wouldn't you like your governor to see that? Wouldn't you like your chief of police? Your
the president.
Sheriff,
I'd like the president to say that.
Wouldn't you love to show that to the president of the United States?
Yes. Let me ask you, we only have so much time and there's so much to talk about. Give a little background on this case about the Brady Bill, just real quick, and so people understand about your case, and then the decision went down. And what was the final total? Was it a 5-4 decision, 6-3, 7-2, what?
It was 5-4. Yeah.
Okay.
Barely,
so go.
Barely made it. The way we figured it, we had a chance to get a 6-3. We were thinking maybe Breyer would side with us because he was kind of a pretty strong guy on state sovereignty. But regrettably, it was pretty political. The 5 Republicans sided with us sheriffs, and the 4 Democrats sided with President Clinton. And it's really sad that that's what the Supreme Court has turned into. It's just another political hat job for the president or for politics. You know, they just side with whichever party they're part of, and. And that has bothered me ever since then. It bothered me when the decision came out.
Tell us a little bit about the impetus for this, with the Brady Bill and all that, and how that started.
Well, the Brady Bill, of course, was the response from Sarah Brady, mostly, and Handgun Control Incorporated, since her husband, Sarah Brady's husband, was James Brady, who was shot in 1981, who was the press secretary for Ronald Reagan. And Reagan had only been in office 3 months when he was shot. And 4 people were shot that day, a police officer, a Secret Service agent, and James Brady and the president. And most people at the time did not know or believe that Reagan had actually been shot. And Reagan didn't even know he had been shot. And pretty amazing case that way. But after he sat down in the limousine that they rushed him into, and he's on his way to the hospital, they started checking him, and they found out that he was bleeding. And he almost died. Reagan almost died that day. He had one of his lungs pierced with the bullet. And so after that, they said, oh, well, we got to get rid of guns. And, of course, you know, they made a real big deal out of it. Well, it took them about 10 years before they really got somewhere with it. And finally, they got Congress, the attention of Congress and the president. And, of course, Clinton went all over it. Oh, yeah, we got to do this. And even Sarah Brady admitted that the Brady Bill would not have changed anything about her husband getting shot. And I debated her several times, and including on the Phil Donahue show in New York, And I told her that, you know darn well this wouldn't have changed anything. Because that isn't their goal. That isn't their goal. Their goal is complete gun control. And they, and this message that you're going to be safer if we have gun control is another big propaganda scheme that, again, that Hitler used, and also Lenin and Stalin and Fidel Castro and Pol Pot. Oh, you're all going to be safer if you don't have a gun and you just depend on government to take care of you. And that's what we have going on today, that government will take care of us. And that's what I really object to, any attitude from government, that they're here to take care of me. Really alarms me and scares me. So, but the real problem with this on the Brady Bill is that when it came out, they didn't have any infrastructure set up to do any of the enforcement, so they just said, well, let's make the sheriff enforce it. So they, in their law, the Brady Bill actually includes a reference that the sheriffs, or the CLEO, chief law enforcement officer across America in every state, would conduct the background checks and enforce the Brady Bill. So there is one positive to the Brady Bill, and that is that it identifies the CLEO, the chief law enforcement officer, it does identify that as being the sheriff. So folks, if you ever want to see it in writing and official, a law that talks about the sheriff being the CLEO, well, you've got it in the Brady Bill. So that's the only silver lining, is that the sheriff was indeed considered the CLEO by our federal government. Law enforcement officer.
We've talked a little bit, not a little bit, quite a bit, and we've had different guests on. Robert Scott Bell was on earlier this week, too. We talked about the meeting in Houston, a gathering. We've talked, you know, at length, this kind of, to be honest with you, and I've told my audience, this whole, whatever this coronavirus thing is, it's kind of knocked the wind out of our sails and kind of stopped some of the momentum we're building and kind of made us reset a little bit. But Houston was a very special time, and there were some really heavy hitters and whatever, by any standard, that were at that meeting that all had a desire for a future of our country. Talk a little bit about, you came there. Talk a little bit about, you know, why you came there and what you gathered from that meeting.
Well, what I really wanted to gather there was a new awakening of those of us in the freedom movement, a new resurgence of our efforts and our work. And doing it unitedly with people like you and G. Edward Griffin and Stuart Rhodes and Dr. Group and on and on and on. As a matter of fact, I am fasting today, but I did take my vitamins, and one of them was Cardio Miracle. And of course, John Hewitt did it with that, and so he was there, and there was about 45 of us there, and I can't remember everybody. But the thing was, it was people who are from all walks of life and from all different parts of the country coming together to do one thing, and that is restore liberty in America, and that people would be protected from forced vaccinations, gun control, and that our religious liberties would be protected by our government that is assigned to do that. And so we were all together with that, and I absolutely loved what we did there, and I left there with a renewed vigor myself. And then you're right, then the coronavirus thing hit really hard, and it just took the wind out of everybody's sails. And then I said, I determined, I said, no, we're not going to let this get in the way. Let's keep working. If there was ever a time that we needed the feeling and the purpose of that Houston meeting, it's now. And we should have been more enthused and turned on even more because of this great hoax that's going on in the world today known as the coronavirus. And I'm not saying the coronavirus is in and of itself doesn't exist. It does. And my niece had it, and she survived it just fine. But the thing of it is, it's a hoax, is that these types of things have happened in the world before, and they'll continue to happen. And you're not allowed to shut down liberty. You're not allowed to quarantine the Constitution. You're not allowed to make yourself a dictator. over us. And that's really the thing that's the hoax and a propaganda scheme that Hitler would be proud of.
To me, the most profound moment of the whole 3 days, three days total that we were there. We were going back and forth, and we were kind of, you know, what is our enemy? What, who is doing this? Blah, blah, blah. And we were going forth and kind of debating, do we need to know the enemy? What have you? And you stood up. Do you remember what you said at that point?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Say it right now, because it was the most profound thing of the whole.
I said, our enemy is anyone who destroys the Bill of Rights.
That's it. Our enemy, we don't need to talk about, you know, of course the Illuminati's there, of course the banking system, of course all these things we know that. That's obvious, right? But our real enemy, anybody who's violating the Bill of Rights is our enemy. Our enemy, on some level, you know, might be a sheriff who's trying to arrest the surfer. We want to have a good relationship, but, you know, at that moment, that sheriff is an enemy to what? The liberty. Enemy to our Constitution, enemy to our way of life, enemy to our God. That sheriff, whether he knows it or not, is an enemy to God Almighty at that moment, is acting against God's will. That's the message. Make a statement. I want to hear a clear statement from you. You're probably one of the best people to give it. I hear the argument all the time. Well, this is an emergency. We got to keep people safe. We're just doing what's best. And, we need to make sure that people can stay apart, stay safe, and they need to follow this order because this is what the elected officials have decided. And so we need to, follow this. What would you say to that?
I agree with that, actually. I agree that we should be trying to do those things. However, the American people will respond appropriately to reason and persuasion, but government cannot force us to do that. That is against the law. And the American people will rise to the occasion to protect each other and to serve each other and to do what's best for each other and our families. There's always going to be some numbskull, like a few already, have known that they had the virus and then went out and spit on people and so on. That's a criminal act. That's aggravated assault. And we were even debating with some of our other law enforcement friends whether or not you could shoot the person doing that. If you know a person has a horrible disease that could kill you and they're trying to infect you, would you be able to shoot that person? I think technically you could. I probably wouldn't do it. I doubt if I would. I never did it. Even a situation when I was caught that I should have shot one, according to most standards, I couldn't do it. And I didn't do it because his son was standing next to him. But I'm grateful to God that I never had to shoot anybody, that I didn't shoot anybody. But this is a situation, and I'm only saying that to show you how serious this is, because I do believe, technically, according to the law, somebody spitting on you that is having a disease where you could die and probably would, it would be shootable, you know, to be quite honest. That's how serious this is. But the thing of it is, the American people will come together if you treat them correctly and if you treat them appropriately and you teach them and you educate them and you persuade them and you reason with them. But government in America cannot act like a dictator. That is against the law. But the Constitution protects us from such actions. And when you promise in God's name to uphold and defend the Constitution, that's what you have to do no matter what, come what may. And there is no exemption clause to the Constitution. It only is in time of peace and tranquility. If there's ever an emergency, I will not keep my word, I will not keep my oath, and I will destroy your liberty. That cannot be done. So the bottom line in such a situation is we can teach, we can persuade, and we can reason. But we cannot force people. We cannot become a totalitarian dictatorship. We cannot become Adolf Hitler. And these people that make excuses as to why they're destroying American liberty to keep us safe are destroying every principle that made us America. My question to you and everybody else, will we ever be America again if we don't get this changed and changed now. It's going almost to the point of no return, and we have got to stand now. And I've really appreciated Trump in a lot of ways. He has not declared martial law. He has tried to persuade us. He has told us these are guidelines. He's even been arguing with the press who wants us to go to a totalitarian government. But the Democrats are the ones that really want to come out and push the dictatorial Hitler policies. And so Trump has said, let's reopen everything. Let's go to April 30th. He's already changed that once. No changes. April 30th, that's it. We reopen America, and that's what we should all be pushing for right now. Some people have gotten mad at me over that and say, no, it needs to be right now. I would love it to be right now, too, but it's not realistic. Let's everybody push for April 30th. That's what I'm fasting for. That's what I'm praying for. That's what I want to do. And if we'll unite with the Christians of this country, and not just Christians, but everybody, Jews, Gentiles, Christians, I don't care, atheists, let's unite in the holy cause of liberty right now, and let's make this happen, and let's reopen America, and let's get our Constitution out of quarantine.
We'll be right back. More with Sheriff Mack on the other side. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Power Hour.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.